It will be called the Burrell College of Osteopathic Medicine, named for Dan Burrell, a state businessman and chair of the New Mexico Leadership Institute, which provides training and scholarships for students to attend NMSU and UNM. If everything goes as planned, the school will start operations by the end of 2016. But don't expect ground to be broken until next year. That's because the school is expected to receive preliminary accreditation in December. NMSU President Dr. Gary Carruthers says it will provide great opportunities for students at the nearby Early College High School and will attract more young people interested in a medical degree to begin their studies at NMSU.
The real opportunity is going to be for the university is to recruit a lot of good students who decide now I'm going to go to a land-grant university, New Mexico State University, because they have a medical school there now. And in the past, when students were interested in medicine, they usually go to the state school, or occasionally they would come down here and take a pre-med curriculum and then have to find a place somewhere else to go to school. Now we have the school right here, and as a consequence, they'll come here, do their undergraduate training here, and then matriculate over at the Burrell College of Osteopathic Medicine. So we believe it's going to greatly expand the number of students that come to New Mexico State interested in the sciences, and in particular in medicine.
Dr. Carruthers says NMSU will make no capital contribution to the medical school, but he says the school will financially benefit NMSU through a land lease and payment of student fees for NMSU activities and campus amenities. And by the fourth year of operation, Carruthers says the medical school has pledged to provide $500,000 in scholarships to NMSU undergraduates. For KRWG, I'm Fred Martino.